A quick look at the linebackers, and you'll see a position that's been significantly upgraded from a season ago. Summer 2013 had one frontline prospect on the field for the Jags, Paul Posluszny, who ended up in Hawaii after his first Pro Bowl season. This summer, though, there's plenty of talent. Posluszny made 161 tackles last season, or 70 fewer than 2012, but added three sacks and two interceptions, including a 59-yard pick six off Peyton Manning in Denver. His passion and instincts are second to none, and he's thriving in Gus Bradley's linebacker-intensive scheme. Bradley and Dave Caldwell made a bold move in free agency when they picked the little-known Tampa linebacker Dakota Watson as one of their first signings. The former Florida State standout missed the offseason with a lingering groin injury, but when healthy, is expected to man the new auto linebacker spot. He's big at 6'3 and can really run, which means he'll also see time at Leo. Geno Hayes struggled late last season with a lingering knee injury. Off-season surgery should put him back in the mix to start outside, as he did 14 times last year. He's a solid pro with good speed and recognition, but it's his years with Bradley in Tampa and defensive coordinator Bob Babbage in Chicago that give him an inside track on the starting job. Rookie Talvin Smith makes three the number of former Seminoles in the linebackers' meeting room. He's slight in terms of his build, but he can run. Smith brings to mind a gazelle on the field that turns into a lion at the point of attack. He's an exciting prospect who needs more bulk, but should contribute as a nickel linebacker. Leroy Reynolds will battle for time with Watson at the auto spot. Undrafted a year ago, Reynolds looked like he belonged from the day he arrived. Like Watson, he can run all day and arrives with a bang. A season on special teams has given him a comfort level that should translate to playing in 2014. Stupar finished with five special teams tackles. Allen Bradford was claimed off waivers last spring after stops in Tampa, Seattle, and the Giants, and is expected to compete with this veteran group for a role on special teams. The linebackers will benefit from bigger bodies up front, like Ziggy Hood and Red Bryant. That'll free them up to run and make the play. And clearly, the added speed gives the defense a chance to improve their run defense from last year. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.